Carl Mollivook is one of 13,000 medical marijuana patients in Hawaii. He moved back to the islands last year to help take care of his mother. Carl suffers from hepatitis C and experiences rolling waves of nausea throughout the day. Marijuana helps. Before he moved back to Oahu, Carl lived in New Mexico, which allows medical marijuana use and has over 20 dispensary shops. Carl says he still gets emails from these pot shops letting him know the latest strains of cannabis for sale.
See, they've got prices, and you can actually click on them, and they'll go to the individual strain and then give you more information. Now, here are the high CBD ones. This is the one when they're high in CBD, low in THC, and they're great for nausea.
It's been a tough adjustment to the medical marijuana program here in the islands, where dispensaries don't exist.
Here, it's essentially impossible to obtain medical cannabis without breaking the law at some level.
In Hawaii, it's legal for medical marijuana patients to possess a small amount of weed, but the only way they can get it is by growing it or through illegal means.
How do you get your own source of marijuana?
Black market. I'll have to admit it, black market. It's sad to say, but I do not have the ability to grow. It's much easier. It makes me very worried. It makes me very nervous. It's a fine line that you do cross, which is why I want to work very hard to get the dispensary system in place here in Hawaii.
One of the big problems that we've been seeing for the past many years is that there's no safe and legal access to medical marijuana. And we think that this is a real oversight, that's a gap in the law, and that it really needs to be remedied.
That's Pam Lichty, president of the Drug Policy Forum of Hawaii. She says the lack of dispensaries is a constant source of frustration.
The whole idea of the program was to take the stigma away from patients and to recognize their need for this medicine and to be compassionate. But then we left out this very important aspect of how to acquire it.
Opponents like Alan Shin, executive director of the Coalition for a Drug-Free Hawaii, say allowing dispensaries would just be another step toward legalizing the drug.
Just opening up dispensaries, I don't think really addresses the issue of what we're really trying to get to. Marijuana is a drug. We don't need another legalized drug. So I think adding marijuana dispensaries just doesn't make any sense.
It's an issue that could be discussed at the legislature this session. Speaker of the House, Joe Suki, surprised many when he pointed to the lack of dispensaries during his opening ceremony comments. So far, he's submitted two bills which would create a legal system where patients can access marijuana for medical purposes.
It's just not doing what it's supposed to be doing, and that's the concern. We got to be sure that however they get their cannabis should be done in a legal manner.
While Suki acknowledges there might be a financial incentive for the state, his reasons for supporting dispensaries are fueled largely by compassion.
The consideration is not the money. The consideration is to the alleviation of pain and for some who suffer from cancer to make their life a little better.
For patients like Carl Mollivook and their supporters, the timing seems right for a change.
In order to be workable for patients who have needs for medical cannabis, they do need to be changed, and this legislative session would be a great time to make that change.
Hawaii is currently one of 20 states that allow medical marijuana, but along with Alaska, is the only one without a dispensary. Molly Solomon for HPR News.